You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Lines are open. Now we can play some rattle off as we start off this commercial-free hour. You'll get nothing but your boys in the morning. Today's best mix of music, 2K to today, and a chance to win a great prize because we're playing rattle off. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. You do have to be at least 18 years of age. If you have played in the last 2 months, we ask kindly that you sit back and let other people call in. I know it's fun to call in and play, but we do want people who haven't played in the last couple of months. If that's you, call us right now. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. What's the prize we're giving away today, sir?
Some fun next week and a 4-pack of tickets to the Good Guys 24th Annual Colorado Nationals Car Show. That is going on the 9th through the 11th, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. each day at the Ranch Events Complex in Loveland.
Be a great
time.
Very nice.
Go outside.
All right, that's a good little date getaway.
Yep.
Let's get some players. 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. If you're put on hold, please be patient. And if we get a winner, don't hang up, because we will still want to talk to you. Now, out of all the people who are on the line, what percentage do you think will stay on if we get a winner?
50%.
50%? Yeah. The rest will hang up?
The others are like, I'm starting my 3-day weekend.
Robert's going to be first up today. Robert, good morning.
Morning.
Hey.
What are you doing with the 3-day weekend? Or do you have to work one of those days?
I hopefully don't have to work. I'll be sleeping, though.
Sleepy?
That's it. You're going to sleep.
Wow. 72 hours of sleep.
Why are you so tired?
Working so much, man.
Are you? That's good. You're being a productive member of society.
What is that work?
Trying. Landscape.
Oh, yeah. You are probably beat then, man. It's been a long summer.
Yeah, especially this week. These 90 days. 90-degree weather day, sorry.
It just kind of saps it out of you, doesn't it?
A little bit, man.
What's the one thing that you just hate doing? When you see something come in, you're like, oh, God, I've got to do this.
At this point, just anything outside, which is...
You're a landscaper,
I thought you were saying, like, moving rock or putting up a fence. He's like, no, I hate it all.
I hate it all, man. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Hey, can I just say something really quick? I'm sorry, man.
Was it appropriate?
Well, I don't know. We don't know what it is, and so we have to be very careful, Robert.
Is it good?
I just want to say you guys take it to another level with your listeners, man. I texted you 2 weeks ago on a Friday morning, and you responded to me on a Monday at 8:30 at night. Nobody else would do that.
That's customer service, man.
Well,
yeah,
you know,
we like our job.
Robert. And it wasn't a positive text, but you still responded, so thank you.
Absolutely.
It wasn't a positive text. Were you complaining about something?
Yeah, I'm the guy that's complaining about the mind bender. And you kind of got on me the next day.
Oh, yeah. I remember that text.
Robert is the one who's
too many
mad
clues.
That I give out so many clues.
Yes.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Got on
Hold
me
on.
That next day.
Where's
Hold on
it?
A second. I'm making a note. Is Robert your real name?
Yes, it is.
Because you never put your name on your text, and we like to have a name attached to them. So I'm going to go back now, and I'm going to stick your name on there so you can't be anonymous anymore.
Yeah, it's all love, though.
Has it gotten better since that text? Has Dom been better about the clues? Or?
Yeah, a little bit, man.
A little bit.
I completely understand. You can completely spell it out for some people, and they still don't.
Yeah, they're
get
still
it,
not going to get it. And dude, we can't do like the mind bender for 2 hours. I mean, you got to start throwing out clues.
I get it. I think I was just having a bad day out here in the sun that day.
Yeah.
Listen,
but we appreciate the compliment. That's very nice.
Yeah,
of you.
It's very, very nice of you, Robert.
We try to reply to everybody, man.
And look, we are very honest on this show, right? I mean,
yeah, that's what we love.
We talk about the good. We talk about the bad. We tell it like it is, and that doesn't sit well with some people, but, well, you're a good man. I hope you get some good rest this weekend, sir. You ready to play some rattle-off with us?
Yep, let's do it. I'll try.
You can do it, buddy. 10 seconds. which one is coming up first?
I remember everybody was on hold. You got to stick around if Robert gets this, because we still want to talk to you. Robert, yeah. You better be able to get this. 10 seconds. Five animals that would eat you.
Oh,
five
so
animals
easy.
That would eat you. Ready and go.
Lion, tiger, a bear, an elephant maybe. My wife.
Shut up.
Well, you got four.
I'm not even sure about elephant.
An elephant
I've never
will
heard
eat
of
you.
An elephant eating a human.
I'll
being
be honest with
ever.
You. I think you probably could have said any animal because if they're in a pinch
dog.
And they're hungry, your dog
dogs
will eat,
would
your,
eat you.
Your cat will
dead,
eat you. Yeah.
If you fall over in your kitchen dead, your dog after a couple days will eat.
It's going to get hungry enough to eat you. Yeah.
Sure.
I gotta say no though, Robert.
But listen, tell your you wife were, we said hi. All right.
You were delightful to talk to. We hope you have a great weekend. All right, man.
You too, man. Thank you, guys.
See you
thank
later.
You. Look at that. He
good
wrote
guy.
In with a complaint and he called in to own up to it.
What a grown up! And he's still
and now
listening.
We're all friends.
That's how it should all go down every day.
It, well said, Jeremy.
That's how it, should,
it
be.
Should be.
Be a grown up.
Hello, Shannon. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, boys.
Hey, you.
Shannon, what do you want to complain about with our show?
What are you mad at?
I'm not mad about anything. I really enjoy your guys' show, actually.
Well, thank you.
Well, that's nice of you.
You seem pretty chill.
What do you seem kind of young? How old are you?
I'm 24.
24. What are you doing with your life right now?
I have a good old government job. it brought me out to Colorado, and it's sending me out of the country in 2 weeks.
Actually. Well, this sounds like a good gig. What are you doing?
What is that job?
I'm in the military.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
You rock.
We appreciate that.
Yes.
You're badass. Yep.
My dad was a career Air Force, so I give you a salute from my dad. How's that?
Awesome. Thank you.
Where are you from originally?
I'm from California.
Okay.
Cali.
Have you enjoyed Colorado?
I have a lot. I'm going to miss it. I could see myself living here one day, but I know it won't be for a while.
Yeah.
Where are you going overseas?
Where are they sending you?
Where are you being deployed?
They're sending me to Japan.
Oh,
that's
right
cool.
on. That'll be great.
Wow. That's a lot of culture for you right there, Shannon.
Yeah, I can't really complain. I am excited about it, but again, gonna, miss being here for sure.
Yeah, but you know what? You're gonna see the world, you're gonna meet a lot of friends, and you're gonna have so many stories, like, when you're older, you know?
What branch are you in?
Air Force.
Oh, that's
there you
so
go.
Awesome.
Off we go into the
so
wild
cool.
blue yonder.
So cool.
Good for you. Well, listen, make sure you download on your phone the Mix 100 Denver app. You got to make sure you add Denver, Mix 100 Denver, and then you can listen to our show anywhere in the world at any, whenever, okay?
Awesome. Yeah, I will do that.
Please do.
Hold on. Let me see what time is it in Japan right now.
Are you leaving a lover behind or anything?
Possibly.
Yeah, are you?
Possibly.
How do they feel about you leaving?
They're pretty upset about it.
Are you going to try to make it work long distance?
No, we still both decided, that's not what we want to do.
You're breaking it off.
Oh, I'll be darned.
Moving on.
Well, maybe you'll circle back around, down the road somewhere. Who knows?
One day, maybe.
One day.
One day.
It is currently just after midnight, so it's Saturday morning, so that means they are 12, 15 hours ahead.
Yeah. You're going to be jacked up for a little while.
Yeah.
So you'll be listening to our show from 9 p.m. to 12:30. You're 24. You're going to be up anyway. I don't care if you are in the Air Force. You'll be up that late. So.
Good luck.
Oh, that's great.
Very cool.
Oh, wait a minute. No. Yeah,
what?
That's right. 15 hours. Okay. Oh. Let's play a rattle off, Shannon. Are you ready?
Uh-oh, did we lose
Shannon?
Her? Oh,
Shannon?
I think her phone dropped.
No, no, no.
No!
Wait, I'm still here.
There you are.
Scared us. Don't do that to us. All right. 10 seconds, Shannon.
Okay.
We want five things you might... No, I'm going to save that one for football season.
Psych!
All right. 10 seconds. We want five different types of oils, either that you cook with or whatever, but five different types of oils. Ready?
Okay.
And go.
Oil you put in your car, vegetable oil, avocado oil, oil you put in your hair, canola oil.
Oil now, you put in your hair.
Is that the canola oil?
No, those are different.
It's just hair oil?
What kind of oil does one put in their hair?
There's like sprays that you put in your hair. It's like moisturizes it.
Hair oil, yeah, I'm looking at it right now. Yeah, there's a product just called hair oil.
I didn't know. I thought the goal was to get the oil out of your hair.
It hydrates and shines. Yeah, if you have frizzy hair, I guess you want the oil in there, right?
Well, I gotta say, with that, that's five.
Why not?
And Shannon is a
winner!
Look at that.
Look at that slippery
Shannon. The California
Shannon.
Girl scores.
Well done.
Yay.
Yay for you.
Yay for you. You are absolutely delightful. Thank you for serving our country. And have a great trip, great deployment over in Japan. I'm going to put you on hold, and Josh is going to tell you about your prize, something you can do before you leave town, okay?
Okay, thank you guys so much.
You're welcome. Be
very
safe.
Welcome.
Cool.
I love that. Two people stayed on the line.
Look at that.
Very good.
Good, very good.
Good morning.
Good morning, boys.
Hey, Maria.
There she is.
Yep.
What are you doing with this holiday weekend?
Probably working.
Well, that's okay. What do you do?
I work at a homeless shelter.
You're a good human, then.
Thank you for doing that.
They need your help.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah, they don't take holidays, so.
That's right.
Right,
good
exactly.
Job. Keep working.
When you have a few hours downtime, what are you going to do?
I like to read and go hiking.
Okay.
Well, good. Then I'm going to ask you about two. I'm going to ask you about both of those. First, what's your favorite place to go hiking in Colorado?
I've done Pikes Peak a couple of times, but I really like the Walker Ranch Trail in El Dorado Springs. It's 10 miles.
Great.
All right. Very
That's
good.
Excellent. I was just thinking the last time I was back in Denver, what I wanted to go do was go do my little loop at Castlewood Canyon that I like so much.
It's a solid loop, man.
I love that one.
Solid loop.
A lot of rattlesnakes down there, but you know.
Got to be safe. Carry a stick.
Just keep your eyes open.
Carry a bell.
And then you like to read. What are you reading right now?
I'm reading Sleeping Beauties by Stephen King.
Ooh, spooky.
Is that the new one? No, he's got a new one out that's just, I think, just called Fairy Tale. Is that right?
I'm not sure.
I think it is. I think he just put out a book called Fairy Tale.
What is all that? Does he put like a twist on popular fairy tales?
Yeah, it's kind of
where
like...
Where Sleeping Beauty kills you or something?
It's kind of like his twisted view of, I think. I can look it up for you. But anyway. I like Stephen King.
Do you like it? Is it a good book? Do you recommend it?
I mean, it's good so far. It's pretty much about like all the women in the world fall asleep and the men have to figure out how to run the world without women.
Oh, my God.
That's great.
That wouldn't last a day.
Not at all. We'd be a mess. I wouldn't know what activities to take my kids to. I wouldn't know anything.
What shampoo I use?
Is that what you said?
Yeah, because most men use the wrong one.
No, we don't. We just use the generic bottle that just says shampoo on the front. That's all we need.
That's not true. I don't.
I use some very nice botanical shampoo from Costco.
I use a shampoo that was recommended to me by a hairstylist, you know?
No.
And now I get it online. I'm going to say...
Sounds
it's
overpriced.
It's not cheap.
Yeah,
but,
it sounds overpriced.
But look at my hair.
Thick and luxurious.
Thick and... Yes, it was.
It was recommended by a woman. Yes, it was.
Yes. Yes.
But I rest my case.
Yeah, that's,
what
you
makes
don't
you
have
a, such a shampoo expert?
I'm not, but women are better at it than men.
I agree. No, you're not getting any argument from us.
But
I'm
is it
saying.
That like difficult? You just one. Buy a bottle of shampoo and wash your hair.
I disagree
it's
with that.
It's not that difficult.
No. You don't want to go just get Prel or something. What are you talking about?
Yeah, the 98-cent bottle of Purell.
No, that's why your hair's all falling out, Jer.
Yeah, that could be part of it.
Maria, the new Stephen King book called Fairy Tale. It's Stephen King goes into the deepest well of his imagination in this spellbinding novel about a 17-year-old boy who inherits the keys to a parallel world.
Whoa.
Where good and evil are at war and the stakes could not be higher.
How does it end?
Probably with
No, I will tell you this.
I don't know how it ends. I haven't read it. But I will tell you that the only thing, God bless his soul, Stephen King sometimes drops the ball with endings. Let's just say.
Sometimes.
They're not the best.
And then they all woke up.
All the time.
Oh.
You know, I mean, really, honestly, it's a spider at the end. Really?
Oh,
really?
Spoiler alert.
That book is 40 years old.
Hmm.
You can do spoilers. You know,
I haven't read it.
Rosebud was a sled. There, how's that? Maria, let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
10 seconds. Give us the names of five comedians. Past or present, we don't care. Five comedians. Ready, and go!
Chris Rock, Dane Cook, Kevin Hart, Bill Cosby,
Oh, no.
Why did we play again? We already had a winner.
Oh,
that's right. We did, didn't we?
Yeah, I was sitting here like, why are we
doing
this
again?
Oh, we
did already have a winner.
Why were we doing that? That's all
right.
Why
didn't you speak up?
Well, you already started it. You caught me off guard. I was like, wait a minute. Well, you had me thinking for a second. I was like, didn't we? Yeah, that was today. The oils.
Yeah, it was Shannon. Shannon won with oils.
It's all right. That was just for fun. I'm glad you didn't get it right. Yeah, I'm glad you didn't win.
And I wasted a category. I might have to try it again next week. Oh, we've loved talking to you, Maria. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
See you later.
Bye-bye. And she taught you a little bit about shampoo.
It was very informative.
Huh. Kelly, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, thank you for holding through all of this nonsense today. That means a lot to us.
I was relieved when Shannon won, and then you had the other girl play, and I thought, oh, I have to play now.
You're like, oh, no, they're going to put me in the
spot. Wait a minute, so you called in to play, but you didn't really want to play.
Well, the longer I waited, the more nervous I got.
You have no reason to be nervous. There's only about 300,000, 400,000 people listening right now.
So many people, Kelly.
Yeah. All of them judging you right now, too.
And they all know you now. Mm-hmm. And they're going to friend you on Facebook.
Aren't you on Dom and Jeremy?
You are the worst.
what are you doing this weekend, Kelly?
We are going up to Blackhawk. Not actual Blackhawk, but we have some property up there.
Oh,
nice.
So we're gonna go up and kind of camp out for the weekend.
That sounds fun.
Is there a structure on that property, or do you bring a trailer? What do you got?
There is. So my parents built a garage with an apartment above it, so they call it a grouse because it's a garage house.
A grouse. I get it.
Grouse.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Better than a garage, I guess.
Yes.
Well, that's good.
That'll be fun.
So we're glamping. We're not really. We have water and power. So.
Yeah, you've got a garage you can park in.
That's the only way I would do it. I'm not ever going to, in the rest of my life, I'll never be back in a tent.
No.
I don't think, ever.
Ever. Yeah, I'm the same way.
Sleeping bag tent. I don't
know. I'd like what you have, Kelly. I'd like a little piece of land with just like a little cabin on it. Little cabin, a little one-car garage, call it good. Go up to that for, you know, for funsies.
And the best ones are the ones that you inherit.
Seriously.
Well, I've told my parents I'm keeping it forever, so...
Yeah?
Get it.
What do you think that's worth? The little parcel of land and the little garage there. How much is all that worth, you think?
Maybe $500,000.
Wow.
I have no idea.
Sure you don't want to sell that?
It's about 40 acres.
40 acres?
Yeah.
Girl, that's got to be more than $500,000, I would think.
Yeah, but what if it's $1 million? Wouldn't you want to sell that?
Jeremy
wants it. It's so beautiful up there. I'll just invite you guys up. You can come up and join us.
I mean, you could still go to the mountains, but you'd go in a really nice new truck or something. Wow.
Oh, that sounds fun. That sounds like a fun weekend, actually.
Yep,
good for you. What do you do for a living?
I am an accountant, and I work in the tech center.
Oh, all right.
That's very specific. Thank you.
So I listen to you every day when I'm very on 225 in traffic.
Do all of your accountant friends listen to us as well?
Yes, they actually do. They're probably listening now. So.
Wow, we've always been big with nurses. I didn't know we were big with accountants, too. So that's
nurses and number people. Cool. Yep, yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's true. Yeah. She's good with ledgers, man. What can you say? Mm-hmm.
You have any questions for us or anything, Kelly?
Oh, gosh. I don't think so. But my mom and my daughter, so I work from home on Fridays, and they're actually downstairs in our living room listening. So I just shout out to
them. Do you want to do a little shout out to them?
Shout out to your mom.
Yeah. Trisha and Nora. My daughter's Nora. She's 4.
I love that name.
Right on.
I think Nora is such a cool name. That's beautiful. A classical name.
And I love Trisha. That is a...
I have loved
Trisha.
I
always loved Trisha.
And she listens every morning, too.
Is she the one with the land that you're eventually going to sell?
Yes, she's the owner of it currently. Okay. So she and my dad.
Quit trying to talk Kelly into selling to you. She's not going to.
Do you have pictures of it? Could you send it to me? I mean,
yeah, I'll send you pictures.
Are you taking offers?
It's a beautiful view.
Really?
Wait. You know what you could do, technically?
What?
Is you could take like 10, 15, 20 acres off. Sell that to Jeremy.
Absolutely.
Still keep 20 acres.
We could be neighbors, Kelly.
There you go.
We'll get little ATVs and drive back and forth to each other's garages. It'll be a great time.
Yeah, there's bears and moose and
I love bears and moose.
All kinds of wildlife up there. So
that's pretty cool. Fun. Pretty cool. Somebody was just giving me crap on text actually because a few minutes ago I said something about rattlesnakes and make sure you're carrying a stick with you. They said, "What are you gonna do? Poke a rattlesnake with a stick?" Yeah, you gotta poke it.
Luckily, I've never encountered a rattlesnake up there, so I don't know what I would do, but.
I'm
not sure.
Well, you have yourself a hell of a weekend, all right?
All right. Thank you so much.
It's nice talking with you.
We really enjoyed talking to you today, so we hope you have a great weekend. Drive carefully. And
bye, Trisha.
Give our best to all the other accountants, okay?
Okay, I will. Thank you so much.
See you later. Bye, Kelly.
All right.
Bye.